All right. Episode 130, again, of the Fair Enough podcast. Little hiatus for the boys. I moved. That's why there's been a hiatus. If you're watching on YouTube, you see that I am not in the normal place that I usually am. Got no background yet. We're going to have to do some finagling to this room. It's going to be like, this is the second bedroom and the vids room and the podcast room.
So, this is an important room you're in.
It's a bit, yeah, it's an important room. I wish it was a big room. I need like a warehouse at this point. But this will do. How are the boys doing? How are spirits today?
Low.
Spirits seem low.
Yeah, I've been sick the last few days.
Have you?
Yeah.
What'd you catch? So,
I don't know. I was outside a lot on Saturday. It was rainy and cold. I did a golf outing thing. So maybe that has something to do with it, but I don't know. Just like sinus bullshit and just like a little baby flu kind of thing.
Damn.
And now all of a sudden my voice is going. And it was not before. And now, right now, the last 30 minutes, I can't fucking talk.
So what percentage of mic do we have today?
I mean, I'm here.
is that a present 50-50? Percentage?
No, I mean, I was 100% of me physically. I do have some weird news that I was just thinking about right now.
Yeah, let's
so
hear it.
I'm trying to get into Costco as a whole, trying to get in there because I know that they got good shit going on for their employees over there, especially if you can get into any management or any like promoted.
Okay.
And I know some people that know some people that work there. So I applied for it. I had an interview today, and just to kind of start off. And if I get the job, it's 3 to 11. So recording the pod and whatnot is going to be an interesting
thing. Damn. What days?
It's not set.
Mm.
So I don't know. I got a call back and I got a second interview on Monday. So I'm assuming I will be getting the job unless I completely shit my pants while I'm in the room with the guy.
That's sick.
I would assume. I mean, it's going to be like fucking
breaking news.
It's going to be like bitch work to start if I had to guess. But I just know I've only heard good things about it. And they start off at an okay rate. And if you fucking can get promoted there, you have you could make bank there, actually.
That's awesome. Well, and you have management experience already, so they probably love that.
Well, yeah, it's so funny because she's like, yeah, you'll be doing like, literally it was like, you're going to be pretty much doing bitch work to start. And I'm like, that's fine. Like, I get it. And like asking me questions and this, that, and the other thing. And then the last question she asked, she goes, first of all, black chick, her name is Stephanie, hot as fuck, which I couldn't, like, there was two of them interviewing me. There was two of them interviewing me, the one chick who like, she seemed like the muscle. She kind of was like,
they were doing a good cop, bad cop thing on you?
Kind of. And of course, the good cop was super hot, and the bad cop was not as. She was cool as hell. She seemed super nice, but like, I couldn't stop staring at this chick in her face while she was talking to me. And I'm like, oh, goodness gracious. I had weird things going through my head. But, anyways, the last thing she asks me is, what did you do to prepare for this job interview today? And I looked her straight in her fucking beautiful face, and I just said, honestly, nothing. And she kind of like laughs. I swear to God. And I was like, to be honest with you, like from what I was like, what you told me, like this position, I was like, I felt more than qualified for pretty much anything that you would hire me for at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I'm not trying to be like cocky. I was like, but I was like, I feel like I felt if I just walk in here and I was myself and I just, you know, kind of things, my resume, I guess, speaks for itself in terms of what you're looking for. Like, I'm way more qualified than I need to be for this shit.
Yeah.
So I was like, I just woke up, took a shower, shaved, came in here and was just ready to talk to you guys. Like, I didn't prepare for anything. I was just came in with confidence, and that's it. And she just, they just laughed at me. I'm like, just being honest, like, you know, I'm trying to get a job right now, fucking pushing carts so I can get a job setting up shit, then I can get a job managing shit. Like,
right.
This is like this is the long game here, you know? Like, I'm going to start off doing the worst shit, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So it's like, I can do that. And she's like, oh, do you mind doing more than one job in a day? I said, no, I don't give a fuck. Like, what are we talking? Like, you're not having me run a fucking 5K. You're having me move around the Costco to fucking help out where need be, like, to start. Like, it's shit work, and I'm above it, but I also know where my head's at in terms of the end game, and we're going to go from there, you know?
Yeah. You said, so, I'm going to prove it on the field.
Pretty much. And that was, like, the first thing I walked in. I said, hey, man, like, I know what you're hiring for, but, like, what are the chances I can get in where I fit in, like, where I want to fit in, not just where I actually fit in?
Yeah.
And they were like, well, this, that, and the other thing. And I was like, I don't think they understand who they're talking to right now. Yeah. Like,
did you
look
at my resume before I got in here?
That,
I was president of this bitch for
a while. I honestly was just, like, I don't know. I think I was way too confident, like, in general, because, once again, it was like, I don't know. I think they were looking for, like, 20-year-olds.
Right.
And not people that were, like, looking to actually make a career out of Costco at one point. Like, it's unfortunate. But I'm not desperate. But I just think I would rather kind of sell myself on this one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as, like, a, hey, like, go do some shit work for a year even. And then kind of make a move, you know. Because after you're, like, I don't know, like, 90 days, I think you have options to, like, do shit. So, it's like, yeah. I was like, I'll come in and I'll fucking sweep the floors, dude. I was a custodian before. I'm not afraid of that. Just make sure I got an opportunity waiting on the other side, you know?
Yeah. I love that. I mean,
but yeah, so hopefully. And then also, this month. So she was like, you know that some of the jobs, because she did say, like, at the end, like, once again, I was very, like, over the top confident in terms of, like, this is bullshit. Like, I want to eventually be part of the squad, and they have, like, a logistics part, like, a logistics squad and all this shit. I was like, dude, more than qualified for that.
Yeah.
Anyways, she's like, you know that some of those jobs start at, like, 5 a.m, right? I go, yeah. And I literally looked her in her face and I go, 3 to 11 stinks. Nobody wants to work that shift. I was like, so yeah, 5 to 2. Who doesn't want to work 5 to 2? Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah. If you're on a shift, you want 5 to 2.
Exactly. So I was like, yeah, like, I get it. Like, I'd rather work at 5 a.m. and get out at fucking 4 p.m. than work 3 to 11. But I understand how it works.
You get out at 2, you're golfing all summer. 30 tee times.
Yeah, exactly.
That would be sick for a golf schedule, dude. Getting out at 2 o'clock would be cash.
Be absolute money. And guilt-free getting out at 2. Not sneaking out at 2.
Yeah, I don't know. You could sneak out at noon.
Yep. Yeah, but we'll see. I mean, we'll see how it goes. I need something at this point. So I just think it's going to be a shit start, but I think I can prove myself pretty quickly as long as they give me the chance or it's like, okay. So,
well, you got my vote. I exclusively get gas at Costco.
Nice. Love that.
They're running a hell of a racket over there, but I mean, it's 40 cents cheaper over there.
Yeah, she even said, she was like, she's like, do you shop at Costco? And I go, no, I really don't ever. She goes, oh, well, you'll start now. And I was just like, nice. And it's, I think, sick. You get, like, free membership and shit when you work there.
Oh, I would assume you get all kinds of crazy benefits there.
That's true. I guess that was an obvious thing to say out loud.
The next thing that we're going to do, I think, is, like, the next big trip that I take, I think I'm going to book it through Costco. Like, they have such good, they have, like Gary's parents just went to Italy, all booked through Costco.
Really?
Yeah, dude. Like,
that's
so
interesting.
And his mom said it was super easy. Like, they basically worked as a travel agent. And she said everything was set up, everything was figured out. Like, you didn't have to break a sweat at all. They gave you the deal. It was like, you know, leave on Tuesday, come back on Sunday for this price, and then we'll set the shit up for you. I was like, damn, that's awesome. So bunch of weird avenues over at Costco.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, too, is when I was looking at their, like, careers page, I was like, oh, yeah, like, it's not just, like, cashiers and, like, stock guys. It's, like, there's, like, corporate Costco.
Yeah.
And that's where my head's at right now. It's, like, fucking corporate Costco somewhere up along the way.
I love it.
So, hopefully that can all work out.
A Michael Costco. I could see it.
Yeah.
Or they'll change the name on the building. It'll be Falbo's.
Shut the fuck like, up.
I got a ass at Falbo's.
It's funny. I'm kind of worried about a drug test right now because I've been I haven't been getting stoned a lot, but I've been eating it like 2-3 times a week lately, and I think mm-hmm. I should be okay because I take such low doses, mm-hmm. but it makes me nervous. I think I'll be all right, though, right? Like, I take 10 milligrams. I probably take like 30 milligrams a week.
Yeah, I think you'll be okay. I mean, definitely, you know, stop doing it and flush out the system, but...
Well, yeah, of course, but of course. I'm just saying it, yeah. Like, I think if I got 2 weeks, which I think at this point, if I don't do it until I had to take a drug test, the earliest it can be is next Tuesday, which would be about a week and a half. I think I should be okay.
Yeah, dude. I'm glad. If I had to take a drug test right now, the fucking Red Wings goal horn would go off. That thing would be lighting up. Just weed, though.
Yeah, just weed, though. I mean, it's not like I'm out here fucking doing acid or fucking cocaine or anything like that. No,
everybody at Costco is smoking weed.
Yeah, edibles. Exactly.
Everybody's doing it.
Come on.
Okay, Jack, any life update you'd like to give us before we dive headfirst into all the sports that have been happening?
No, not really. I got an assistant last week, finally. That's dope. Yeah, it's kind of cool. It's a pain in the ass trying to get him up to speed, but one day, someday soon, he's going to be helpful, and I'm going to be stoked about it.
Does he have a funny assistant name?
His name's Malik. I call him Malice the Palace.
Malik is a great assistant name.
Yeah, I thought so, too.
That's super weird and out of the way, and I love every second of it.
Yep, Malik, he's a tall, skinny, bald dude. He's great.
He's a tall, skinny, taller than you and just bald.
Yeah, way taller than me, bald.
I love that.
He's a great guy.
It reminds me of, like, just some, like, almost like the evil guy in a movie, and then he's got, like, the giant henchman sidekick next to him.
Yeah, yeah.
That's you guys roaming around the office.
That is how it is, yeah.
I love that.
No, but I've been hardcore chilling the last 2 weeks, trying to at least.
Yep. You got to get ready. We got Dally on the calendar, 2 weeks.
I'm so fucking excited. I need this.
Yep. I'm excited too. Speaking of which, actually, let's do baseball quick.
Okay.
Our Detroit Tigers, Mike's Detroit Tigers, America's Detroit Tigers won a baseball game today. We are recording on Tuesday, October 1st. Tigers played at 2:30 today. To be expected, Mike, you called it. You said it in the group chat today. It was going to be a low-scoring affair. I think that was kind of most people's thought with these two guys on the mound. Even with – and it's funny because, like, Framber wasn't hitting today like he normally does. And he still – I mean, we only scored 3 runs. I think that's more of a, hey, the Tigers don't have that many bats, more so than, like – you know, he was kind of like playing better than I thought, but even the broadcast is saying he was missing his spots, missing here, missing there. And the ones that he did miss, the Tigers barreled up and it was just single, 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 small balled him to death. And Scoob on the other side locked it down like he has all season. So did you get to watch any of the game?
No, I didn't watch any of it. That was like, I was on my way home from the interview when it, like, right after it started, and then by the time I got home, I, like, sat down and ate. I didn't watch any of it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Crazy run. I mean, and that's what sucks about us not being able to record the last couple weeks. The Tigs have just been on a crazy run, 33 and 11 or something like that, their last 44. So, insane run, insane collapse by the Twins to fuck up that bad and lose the spot. I mean, the Royals almost fucked up.
I was going to say, the Royals, everything that needed to happen. I mean, granted, they end up getting in pretty easily. There was a couple games to spare. But everything that needed to happen for them to get in, God forbid they were to skid a couple of games.
Right.
It happened. So they were probably going to get in either way. Yep. But, I mean, they kept winning, so it didn't matter. But, like, where on the inverse, like, the Cubs were had a chance at about the same time.
Yep.
But the two to three teams that needed to stop winning didn't stop winning. The Braves, the Mets, the Diamondbacks, they just all kept winning. And it was like, motherfucker. And then we went from three and a half games to fucking six games, and we had no chance. Which
the D-backs did blow it at the end, though.
No, they did, but in term, fair enough. But in terms of...
You're talking mid-August, late August.
Yeah, we're that fourth team, like where we were the team that was two teams out. Like, mm-hmm. It was them three teams, and then we were behind those teams. And it was like, okay, we're three and a half out, you know, or whatever, three and a half out, and so were the Braves, right?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, like, all of a sudden, a month late, less than a month later, we're six out, and all three of them teams are within a half game.
Yeah.
Because, like, they kept winning. We had a little, like, a week where we lost, like, three in a row, and it was like, ah, fuck, we're out of it. You know what I mean? Granted, we would have not gotten in, but it was like, ah, fuck. But, yeah, Tigers, I mean, who would have thought that Javi Baez being out of the lineup was all you needed to do for the Tigers to just
for real.
Winning?
Yeah, immediately after that happened, the boys go on a tear. 13 rookies on this team. It's just, it's literally like a gang of misfits. Nobody knows anybody on this team outside of Tarek Skubal. But like, if you're a casual, if you're fucking in Detroit, you're like, who the fuck is batting sixth today? Like, yeah. I don't know who the hell this guy is. It's basically Spencer Torkelson, Riley Green, and a bunch of who are these people?
Yeah.
But
wait, so are we eating Little Caesar's pizza again? Or is it too early to tell?
No, we'll eat it again.
Maybe dip our toes in, go crazy bread first.
Yeah, we'll eat it again this winter because they made it here. But if Chris Illich doesn't spend in the off season, like if we don't have some sick guys added to the roster by February, March, the winter meetings, then we're back off pizza.
Hmm.
I was gonna say, because this is a flash in the pan, not to be a douche, but like you have no idea if this team does shit next year. There's three guys that you're like, all right, they're gonna school bowl, and like maybe a couple hitters that you're like, all right, you're gonna get this same 270, whatever the fuck. But like,
yep,
you have no idea if you're gonna get any sort of consistency out of this team next year.
You have to pick up some stable bats.
Exactly.
real
bats. Life stable bats. Exactly. Yep. You can't get away with the relying on the pitching all year again. Like, you just can't do it because you're bound to have regression out of the guys that aren't your ace. It's just a fact. It's just going to happen. And it Definitely. Might not be a lot, but it'll be enough to lose six more games and then you're fucking out of the playoffs, you know? So
right. Bullpen too. Second best bullpen in the AL this year.
Yeah, exactly.
That never carries over, ever.
Yeah, literally. Or they go and get paid somewhere else or whatever. It's just, it's too hard to sustain as a, like, overall. This year, though, hey, I don't think they're going to get past. Today was a must win. If they lost today.
Today was a must win. It was absolutely.
You can't have your ace. You can't have your ace lose.
Yeah.
The thing with the Astros is just they're deep with the pitching too, though. So if one of your guys let up a couple runs, it might be, you know, like if you guys let up like six runs in a game, you might lose, which is a lot to let up. But like,
yep. Oh, they're definitely losing. Tigers don't. I mean, the Tigers win games 4-1, 4-2,
yeah,
3-1.
So you will see, though. I mean, dude, fuck, clearly they're here. I mean, they're not fucking around. So
it's literally magic. The shit that's been happening, there'll be four or five plays a game where you're like, holy shit, how did that just happen? And that's been happening over this whole, ever since Javi Baez was kicked off the team. Like, I don't know what this mojo is, but guys that don't make plays are making plays. The fucking Parker Meadows Grand Slam a few weeks ago, like, just shit like that. There's just been crazy catches and the cardiac cats. They don't start scoring until the seventh inning half the time. It's like very exciting, fun team to watch, but not sustainable. You just have to ride this mojo. But that's what baseball 100%. Is. It's mojo, especially in the playoffs. It's fucking mojo. It's being in the right place at the right time. I mean, look at the 2014-2013 Tigers when I've talked about it a million times on this podcast. They swept the Yankees, and then they sat for a week, and then they had to play the Giants, who just went through a seven-game series, and we got swept because we lost all the momentum. All the energy was gone. You can't sit there that long and wait. So it's an energy game, and the Tigers have it right now. And Hinch said yesterday, he said, the plan for the Houston series is Tarek Skubal on Tuesday and then chaos after that. So yeah, it sounds like we're getting two bullpen days the next 2 days.
I mean, yeah, it's wild. And I mean, honestly, how fitting would it be if the first playoff series win that you guys have had in however the fuck long, what is it, 10 years, that it would be against the Astros with this coach in this situation?
The story writes itself. It's like too good. It's too good to not happen.
You know what sucks is that I like the Astros, so it's like if anyone I want to see go from the AL, it is actually the Astros. I wouldn't mind seeing the Tigers, honestly, because I do like the Tigers. I've never hated the Tigers. Like I've said before on this podcast, anyone that used to beat the fuck out of the White Sox fucking 20 times a year, good in my book. You know what I mean? Good in my book. So I've always been a fan of the Tigers. But yeah, it's kind of weird for me to like root. I'm just rooting for the Tigers just for you guys, honestly. But I do like the Astros, which kind of sucks.
Well, we appreciate that. I tell you what, being emotionally invested in baseball today almost gave me a fucking stroke.
Dude, it is way more emotional than any other sport. Hockey might be in the same realm, but like
playoff overtime in hockey gets right there with what the Tigers did today in the ninth inning. Bases loaded, 3-1 ball game, tying runs on second, two outs.
Yeah.
And we had to, like, Foley, our good closer, juice the bases. And then we got to bring in this kid that's 26 years old. He had 12 starts this year, Bo Brisky, and he comes in and shuts the door. It's like, my heartbeat was probably a zillion miles a minute. So
the thing that about playoff baseball that makes it so much more just fucking anxiety ridden is the fact that, like, so in hockey, most of the time, if you have any bit of a wagon or if you're just a good team, you have the same goaltender in most of the time. You have the same lineup in. You have the same everything. It's just like, hey, go out there. If you're the better team, usually you get it done. If not, whatever. Like,
this you know what to expect.
Exactly. You got who the fuck's going to come in to pitch? What kind of dumb moves, smart and or dumb moves is your coach going to make?
Yep.
The amount of times you see a coach out coach himself in the playoffs in the MLB, I did it. I watched it in 2016. Joe Maddon almost fucking out coached himself into oblivion to lose his World Series. Like, it happened so many times that and that's why it's so like, what the fuck is going on? And then when it works out, you're like, this guy's a fucking genius.
Yeah.
And then when it doesn't work out, you're like, dude, go get the pitchforks and fire. We're killing this guy. Like, it's so fun. It's so cool, especially when there's an actual run. And I think that they have a chance to make an actual run. But it's just like every day. And like you miss a fucking inning and you're like, what happened? We're down 3 or, oh, we're up 3. It's like, it's just... you can't miss any of it, and it's so long, and it's, I don't know, it's just, I love baseball, and that's my first love, so, like, I'm very, like, you know, romantic about baseball, but it's just so hard not to get romantic about playoff baseball. I don't care who the fuck you are.
It was awesome today. I forgot what it felt like. I mean, it's been 10 years. It's been 10 years, it's been 11 years since they won a game in the playoffs, so... it was great to be back in the saddle. Great to feel something watching a Tigers game again. That was fucking awesome. So hopefully we continue on. I mean, the bullpen days, the next couple days, hey, fuck it. Let's go out and win this thing tomorrow and move on and play whoever. I think we'd play. Does the bracket stay the same? Or does lowest seed play highest seed automatically? Do you know?
I think it reseeds, but I don't fucking know, man.
I think all it does.
All the top fucking things always confuse the shit out of me.
Yeah, me too.
Like all the main sports. I never know which ones reseed. I never know which ones, you know, like hockey's obviously a mess, but.
It's always changing. Baseball's always changing.
Yeah, exactly. Like I honestly, too, I hate the 3-game wild card series.
Yeah.
It's a joke. Make it fucking 5 games, dude.
Yeah.
You didn't just play 162 games for it to be. Like, remember when they did the 1-game wild card? It was like.
Dumbest thing in the world.
It was like the play-in to be the second wild card instead of just having 2-3 wild cards. It was like that. You play 162 games. Granted, hey, win more games. But, like, play 162 to have 1 game be the determining thing. Like, fuck that, man. Make it a 5 game. You're in the wild card is the playoffs. There's no, there's no play-in. This is the playoffs. Make it at least fucking 5 games, man. Like,
it's playoff energy. Reward
the playoffs with that. Yeah, I don't know. I always thought that, but whatever.
No, I agree because, I mean, you look at the rosters on paper, Tigers should lose this series 9 times out of 10. But because it's 3 games.
True.
Anything, true. Like you said, today was a must win. That's one today of two wins that they needed. You know,
100%.
If we had to win 3, I'd be way more nervous.
Yeah.
We don't have that many guys in the bullpen if we're doing 3 bullpen days.
Yeah, for sure.
You know,
so
I believe our speaking of bullpen days, I believe our Saginaw native Schwelly is tearing it up in Atlanta.
Is he?
He's been doing a lot of starting. I don't know if he's tearing it up, but I keep seeing
I think him. He's doing not good, to be honest.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think he's not good. He's definitely in the rotation, but I don't believe he's been good.
They're on right now. Braves are down 2-0 to the Padres. But let's keep an eye on that.
Yeah.
Shout out to the Saginaw native.
Yep.
Oh, well, I guess he's
good. I like keeping up with it.
He lowered his ERA. He's actually done pretty well the last couple of games, I will say.
He's
got 3-3 ERA, 8-7 on the year.
Keep that slander out your mouth, son.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, I know he started off rough. I mean, he was letting up like 7 runs a game for his first like 5 starts. So.
Well, Michael, you shouldn't be that depressed because the Chicago Bears are 2-2. Big win against the Rams.
Huge win against the Rams.
Oh, huge. People are kind of writing the Rams off. I get like they're very hurt right now.
They're fucking diminished.
They're decimated.
Yeah, it's tough.
They are. and we know what that team looks like when they're firing on all cylinders. They did it at the end of last year when everybody was playing. Yeah. But I mean, Caleb 17-for-23, 150 yards and a touchdown. Good day.
He's efficient. I mean, he was 15-for-15 on routes that were like less than 12 yards or 10 yards or some shit. So he didn't really have to throw it on the field, which is not a horrible thing. I would like them to, you know, take more shots, but like they finally ran the ball. They committed to it. They ran the ball and they ran it decently. Mm-hmm. Obviously the big run by Swift was, you know, the outlier in terms of like the big runs, but like,
yep.
They actually averaged plus yards, and they fucking DeAndre Swift still doesn't know how to run straight, but he actually averaged a little bit better. Like the boys were doing an okay job on the run game.
Using Swift in the passing game too is just such a weapon.
It's huge.
Like, he's so good 100%. Out of the backfield, and it's such a nice safety blanket for Caleb.
Yeah, I think you know. I honestly think that Waldron is just. A pussy. I don't know if I hate him yet, but I'm like, I'm getting close to where I'm just like, dude, what the fuck are we doing? Like, is this again with these Chicago offensive coordinators? But like, if you look at, I don't know, I know everyone's like talking shit about Caleb Williams, but like, even with this game, he didn't like go crazy, but I don't know if there's ever been a four game stretch of progression that's been this significant from like the first game to the second game to the third game to the fourth game. Like, he's really becoming a good passer, and like, he's still missing some throws, but like, his timing is off a little bit, but like, everything is coming together, and like, you're watching this guy become a pro very quickly. And I know it's easy to like be like, well, look at Jaden Daniels. Yeah, he's bawling his dick off. And I said it before, even way before, I was very like, dude, I would take Jaden Daniels over Caleb Williams, yada, yada, yada. That changed. Caleb Williams is our guy. He's our fucking future. But like, this dude is doing shit. Like, so Justin Fields never did this. Like, Trubisky never, like, quarterbacks don't do this. Fucking Stroud did this, but like, Bryce Young, all these guys that are Will Levis, like all these dudes, none of them have done this, and he's doing it, and he's doing what he's supposed to do. We got two wins. We lost to a very good Houston team. We lost to an Indy team that I think is way better than they are, but we still should have beat them. That's the thing.
Yep.
So, like, we're at fucking a stone's throw away from 3-1, and right on pace with what I've been saying this whole time. Defense is going to carry us in the beginning of the season. We have a stretch of buster-ass games coming up. I mean, we got, like, the Patriots, the Commanders, who are good, actually. Arizona, who is showing their true colors.
Yep.
One other dog shit fucking team coming up, too, where it's, like, the Panthers are
tossing. Jaguars, Panthers. Yeah. Cardinals, Patriots, yeah. Before then, you guys get divisional games, but that's mid-November before
that's what
you
I'm
guys
saying.
Play a really tough game outside yeah. the Commanders.
That's what I'm saying. And who the fuck knows if the Commanders are as good as they are. I think they're really good, but, I mean, they beat a team. They beat a fucking Cincinnati team that's obviously not good right now. And Arizona, who, why the fuck Arizona was the favorite is crazy to me. But,
yep.
So it's like, right now, this is where it comes, okay? His progression is wonderful right now. And keep growing, keep getting that run game going, and then the kid's going to start hitting these deep balls, and you're going to see the boy eat. We can go fucking 5-0 for the next 5 and be 7-2, literally, just on the back of the defense. And if we score any fucking points, we legitimately can be 7-2. You know what I mean? So, I'm thrilled. I mean, I don't know why everyone was, like, writing it off. Like, oh, we lost a weird game to Indy. But it's like, no one expects us to beat Houston. Like, why the fuck? No one really expects us to be 3-1 or 4-0 especially. But, like, 2-2, I think, was a very realistic thing. And I think if we go back, I think I said Indy would be a tough sell for us. So, I'm very happy with 2-2, man. I really am.
I would be, too. It's it's tough to win in this league, man.
Yeah, and look how weird it is right now. Look how weird the NFL is right now.
It's weird, man, that, I mean, just a couple of weird games from last week. I mean, Jets-Broncos obviously stands out. The Jets completely blew that game 6 ways to Sunday. Robert Saleh, yeah. It's amazing that he had a job on Monday.
Seriously.
You know, the Texans and the Jags were battling the entire game.
Yeah, and honestly,
the Texans barely pulled that one out. Colts end up beating the Steelers.
On the back of Joe Flacco.
Yeah. There was some weird games. The Chargers kind of had the Chiefs reeling the entire game. Patrick Mahomes did not look great. Obviously, Rashee Rice goes down. Definitely some weird games. Let me ask you a couple things here. Let's declare some teams dead or alive. Can we do that?
Of course.
Dallas Cowboys.
They're alive?
They are 2-2. Obviously, just beat the Giants. It was not a great game at all. Cowboys-Giants is just such a Thursday night shit game. It's the most Thursday night shit game of all time.
Can I tell you why that they're alive?
Yeah. Let's hear your reasoning here.
Because they're in a division that is dead, and they're part of it being dead. But that division is so bad.
Like, outside of Commanders, but we'll get to them later.
Exactly. I don't even know if they're, like, real. Like, they're good, but they're not. Who knows if they're really good? You know what I mean?
Yep.
So, like, once again, which is, I feel like the last 10, like, 10 wins is going to win that division. So, if Dallas can just figure it out and go 10-7, I think that they'll win that division. Even 9-8, because if they start beating each other, 9-8 might win that division. So, get them in the playoffs. Who the fuck knows? They're obviously not good in the playoffs, but I think they're very alive. I think that division is so weak that it'll just, they'll start beating each other and everyone's going to be in it, but they'll be alive. I don't think they'll ever be dead.
Yeah. I want to agree with you, but I just don't, like, I don't understand what, outside of CeeDee, they have absolutely no weapon.
No, I think Jake Ferguson is getting put into the mix a little bit. They have absolutely zero run game.
None.
And it is embarrassing. Their run game is worse than the Bears' run game, dude. Like, it is embarrassingly bad. So
is the old line bad now there?
I don't know.
I don't understand what's happening, because you would think that, like, I know that Dowdle's not anything to write home about. Yeah. But normally it doesn't matter who it is in the backfield for Dallas. They should be able to just get yards.
Yeah, they've notoriously been able to run the football for the last 15 fucking years. So when you see them not, it's weird. I agree.
And but you know what's interesting to me too is that Tony Pollard kind of had a bad year. Was it last year that he was still there?
Yeah.
And then this year he's playing great with the Titans. So it's like,
I think Tony Pollard had 1,000 yards last year, but that's not saying much in a 17-game season anymore. Mm. But I do think he did eclipse 1,000, but it was not an efficient 1,000 for sure.
Yeah. Helly touches.
Yeah. But no, it's weird. I don't know. We'll see. I don't think they're dead in terms of, like, postseason, though. I don't think anyone in that division is dead in terms of postseason.
New York Jets. Dead or alive?
New York Jets,
2-2.
Dead. They're dead. They're dead.
Yeah, I'm dead.
They got
too.
Nothing. They got no continuity.
No. It feels like everybody in that locker room just kind of hates each other. Everybody's an individual. The defense, obviously very good, but feels like it's being wasted at this point.
Yeah, it's almost because, like, the same thing as last year with Zach Wilson. You're like, oh, the defense is really good, keep winning games, and you can't pull any of them off.
No. I mean, I know it was raining, but you're at home. It's the Broncos. I know the Broncos have a good defense, but fuck, man. Like, you got to win that game. You can't score 9 points. You can't score 9 points.
Yeah, and yeah, getting stuffed at the goal line and shit, too. Like,
yes.
I don't know. I think they're dead just because the AFC is good. You know, yeah. The division is solid. I mean, granted, I mean, Miami's kind of fucked, but, like, it just doesn't seem like the Aaron Rodgers thing is going to work out. Could be wrong. It just seems like it's been 4 games. He's had all offseason. Like, what's going on? Why are these little option routes getting missed? Why are the receivers not on the same page with the top 6 quarterback ever to play the game? Like,
yeah.
Like, if I'm Aaron Rodgers, I'm sitting here and I'm saying, like, hey, you need to be where the fuck I want you to be. Like, this isn't a you thing. Like, read the fucking blitz. I'm the one. I'm sitting here calling the plays of the line. Like, you're seeing everything. You need to know where to fucking go and be there, because the ball is going to be out of my hand. Like, this dude's throwing the ball and people aren't turning around. It's like, that shit shouldn't fucking happen, and it's weird. And when the fuck does that stop? I don't think it does. I think that's just these guys. Garrett Wilson is a great receiver, but he's clearly not on the same page. And then, like, everyone else around him isn't that good. Breece Hall is good, but, like, the fuck, Lazard is his best option because he's played with them for so long.
Yep.
That can't be right. Garrett Wilson needs to be your best guy. And he needs to be making fucking plays, catching back shoulders, being where you need to fucking be. So this dude he can't move. The fact that Rodgers had, like, 20 yards rushing is insane. Don't make this dude run out of the fucking pocket. Like, be where you need to be so he can put the ball on your fucking chest. You know what I mean?
They're not doing it. And there's been a lot of hoopla today about, Schefter tweeted out Devontae Adams wants out of the Raiders, and he might have played his last game in Vegas. And
oh, yeah, I did see that.
It sounds like the cap hit for him is going to be somewhere in the 14 to 10 million range just for this year, and then you're paying him like 35 the next couple of years.
Okay.
So, and they want a second. So it's like, are the Jets willing to mortgage the future for this to maybe work? I don't think it works. Even with Devontae Adams there, I don't think Devontae Adams all of a sudden turns this into a team that's going to compete in the AFC. I really don't. I don't see it.
I think it would help, but I agree with you.
I just think it's broken. I think the pieces are good. Braylon Allen's good. Breece Hall's good. Garrett Wilson's good. Hell, Ty Conklin's good.
No, I
but I think it's broken. I think the process is broken there.
I think you're right. I really do. And then bringing in a guy that demands so much attention exactly doesn't necessarily help either. You know, you already got a broken thing going on. And you're going to add another guy who's not necessarily toxic, but, like, he demands a lot of attention in terms of, like, targets and shit, you know?
Yep. And him and Rodgers are buddy-buddy. Who knows what that does? I don't know what the – like I said, I don't think that locker room is in great shape, and I don't know what, like – bring in a best friend in would do to help.
You know what I would do? You know what if they were to do that, they need to fire Saleh.
Yeah, I think so too.
Like I think
some
like,
sort of juice.
Yeah, like if you're gonna bring in Tay, like, and you fire Saleh, it's like, all right, this is a whole new like, fuck it, like we got an interim coach. Let's just go have fun and see if we can win a goddamn Super Bowl.
Kind of like what the Raiders did with Pierce last year. Obviously, yeah, they had lower aspirations, but
of course
same premise concept. Yeah,
yep, I agree 1,000%.
Yep.
All right, next scene.
Let's do one more. And I mean, we're loading up this division, but they're making me ask the question. The Philadelphia Eagles
dead. I think that they still have a chance to make the fucking playoffs just because of the shit I said about the Cowboys, but they are dog shit.
They're bad.
Sirianni is the worst coach in the league.
He also needs to be fired.
And that Jalen Hurts is not that. I mean, I like Jalen Hurts. I do think he still has potential, but he's not good. They're bad.
Yeah.
Bad. They're banged up too, though, but bad.
Of course. No AJ. I mean, dude, AJ Brown could be MVP of the league just for how much he means to that Eagles team because they are dog shit without him.
Well, Devonta Smith is hurt too right now.
Yeah. He was hurt against Tampa, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And Tampa's kind of got their number. It's almost like Seattle with us. Yeah.
True.
For whatever reason, Tampa just kind of owns the Eagles. But still, they did not look good. The defense, again, stinks. Like, how does that happen again? You knew they stunk at the end of last year. They were horrible. And now you come in and Tampa puts 33 up on you again. It's like, fuck.
Yeah, it's confusing.
Saquon's good.
Saquon is amazing. He's their only – the only fucking way – the only reason why they're even 2-2 is because of Saquon, literally. Like, he's a dog. But they
shouldn't
have a lot –
Packers.
No.
Like, they should be –
They
shouldn't
have beat
the
fucking Saints, dude. Saquon busted off a fucking 70-yard touchdown to pretty much win the game. Like, they should have beat the fucking... They should literally be 0-4, dude. They are three plays away from being 0-4.
That's bad.
And somehow they're 2-2. So it's like, shit. For a Super Bowl aspiration-esque team, they're not good. And I think people should start writing them off because why? There's so many better teams in the NFC.
Commanders division to lose at this point?
It's hard for me to not say the Cowboys. It's hard for me to not think the Cowboys aren't going to turn it around offensively.
Yeah.
Personally. But I guess by default, just by like the eye test, yeah. But yeah. I still think it's the Cowboys division to lose.
But I think you're right. I think the NFC is making it a lot. The NFC North in particular is starting to make it a lot harder for the Eagles and the Cowboys to make the playoffs.
Just waltz in, to be both in and like, fuck yeah.
There might be three teams in from the NFC North if the Vikings keep doing what they're doing. You know,
yeah, and I mean, you have two teams from the West that, with the Seahawks, who are clearly having a bounce back year, they're back to where they were a couple years ago. You're like, the team that we thought they were going to be, and then they kind of shit the bed last year. Where it's like right now, like they're back to being, oh, okay, this is a pretty good fucking football team. So, I'd be shocked to see fucking two teams from the East end. Honestly, yeah,
me too.
I think, I mean, this is as obvious as anything that's ever been obvious, but I mean, Kevin O'Connell's got to be coach of the year right now, at least.
Yeah, I would think so.
I mean, I said that as if this was like a hot take, but but I mean, he is. It's insane. I Darnold's playing super good, but man, this dude clearly just makes quarterbacks fucking good.
Mm-hmm. No, it's impressive. He appears to be a scheme guy. He'll bring you in and he'll make you fit. And I want to hate him, and I do hate the Vikings. It's a deep rooted hate. But every interview I've ever seen with Kevin O'Connell, he's just a very likable person. I have a feeling that the locker room probably loves him. You saw a little bit of him on receiver when Jetta was on there. I'm an O'Connell guy. And it pains me that he's wearing the purple and gold, but
yeah,
I'll hate him in a few weeks when we play it. Let's get into Monday night a little bit.
Okay.
We could briefly touch on this game. Titans, Dolphins, battle of the suck. Will Levis stinks. Backup Lamar stinks.
How funny is it that backup Lamar and Mason Rudolph actually played in a game that was substantial last year, and Mason Rudolph beat Tyler Huntley towards the end of the year to like pretty much get in the fucking playoffs forever. Then they come back this year and Huntley's first start ends up being against fucking Mason Rudolph, essentially.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
That is funny. Yeah what a dog Lamar, shit game. Man.
Also, like, I mean, the Tennessee D-line is real. They're really good.
Oh, they're good.
But that game was so fucking boring. I needed points out of Tyreek Hill, not to get into my fantasy world, but I've lost two games in a row because I just haven't put the guys that I drafted as my starters in my fucking lineup. Anyways, fucking Tyreek Hill's useless.
His fantasy season's dead.
Yeah, but I think Tua will come back. But that game, I mean, the amount of penalties, dude, just at one point, Tyreek Hill had like three procedural penalties in a row on him. Illegal shift, legal motion. I'm like, or legal formation. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, it was just so sloppy. And then same thing on Tennessee side. I'm like, this game was, because I didn't watch any of the Lions game because I had fantasy implication. Damn, so I watched most of this game. Yeah, and then all of a sudden I keep looking back on the fucking cast, and I just, touchdown.
Like, best viewing game of the season.
Yeah, which it clearly always is, like you said. It always is. Take the over, but holy bad football. Tennessee's bad. Miami's worse. Both teams fucking, I mean, they're just scratching for something to look forward to.
This might be a hot take. Another guy I think should be fired is Mike McDaniel.
Dude, yeah.
I think he's a dog shit football coach.
He's a dog, 100%. And he's like, he has this like this look, this facade he puts on that like,
You think he's smart and he's not.
Yeah, exactly. Like, everyone, it's like, because he says funny, stupid little shit and he has a vape on the sideline. He's dog shit. Like, he's bad. It's so weird. Like, You realize that when you see the team getting carried by Tua, Tyreek Hill, and Waddle, and then it's like, oh, once one of those guys ain't there, it's so weird. Yeah, I agree. Fucking get him out. There's so many coaches that, because it's all just systemic racism, dude. That's all.
Yeah, we need to get more Mexicans in the coaching jobs.
Yeah, that's dude.
More last Asians. But not least. Yeah, let's get some Asians in here. Let's see what they can do.
Last but not least,
pretty big game at Ford Field last night. Lions debut the black unis, which...
Oh, they're so dope.
I loved them. I was very skeptical about the helmet. I didn't like the helmet until I saw it on TV last night. And then I was like, oh, okay, that actually looks kind of dope. And the black unis need to be worn with the black pants. The next time they wear the black unis, they're going to wear the blue pants, and I know I'm going to hate it because the blue pants are junk. It needs to be black on black.
No, I don't know. Those uniforms are sick as fuck. That jersey is dope as fuck. It was dope when Joey Harrington wore it. It's dope now.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. I mean, one of the first jerseys my brother ever had was an 81 Calvin Johnson jersey in black.
It was so
fucking sick. So, yeah. But outside the uniform, I think the helmet's crispy, personally. I always did. With the black, it looks super dope. I don't think they can wear it with anything else, but what do you think about the team? Team looks good. Defense a little weird, but that's just the Seattle-Detroit rivalry that has become.
It's so weird. It's so weird that Seattle has came here 3 years in a row, but that's the NFL for us. Scheduling is fucking weird sometimes.
True.
And if you're finishing in the same place as somebody, you're going to see him every year. But it was therapeutic last night because we have been waiting for this team to show us who they really are, especially on offense. And last night it was no Frank Ragnow, all pro center. So, you know, we had to slide Graham Glasgow over, bring in the Aurique, that kid, at left guard. And those guys did not miss a beat. They were pushing Seattle back, that we were kind of doing whatever we wanted on the ground. And it's the three pillars of the Lions offense. It's O-line bullying, Jared Goff being efficient, and play action. Fucking play action. 12 of Jared Goff's 18 completions, which he had 18 attempts and 18 completions, if you didn't hear that news, were play action. 12 out of 18 were play action.
I did not know that.
Guy didn't miss. He was perfect yesterday. And a big reason for that is getting back to our identity. Run the ball first. Make them respect that, and then go over the top. And that's exactly what they did. I mean, and, you know, there was no, like, super deep throw. The one to J-Mo that went for 70 was probably 20, 25 yards in the air. But it was a perfect place ball. And it was such an – like, when you watch it from the end zone view, it was all anticipation. Goff didn't even have to look. He knew exactly where that ball was going. So it was – and Ben Johnson back in his bag with the fucking Amon-Ra pass over to Jared Goff. That was disgusting. It was, like I said, it was therapeutic. It was everything that we knew was there, we hadn't seen yet. And we finally got that game where it's like, all right, boys, this is what we can be. And I think the team saw that and felt that after the game and was like, all right, this is who we are. Let's go out there and let's fucking stomp some more teams now that we're kind of – let's get rolling. And Campbell said it, too, a few weeks ago. He said this offense might not look great until after the bye week. And sure enough, here we are coming up to the bye week. We got it a week early, but, I mean, he was pretty much spot on. The offense didn't look right. And it was just a couple timing things. I mean, obviously losing Josh Reynolds was big, so yesterday was, as a fan, so nice to see. Put me right back in the, all right, Super Bowl or bust mode. Let's go out and fucking stomp some more teams. Let's go to Dallas in a couple weeks. We got 2 weeks to get ready for those idiots. Let's make CD beat us for 300 for them to win a game.
Who do they play on Thanksgiving this year if they don't play the Cowboys?
They play, I believe it is, yes, the Bears.
Oh, nice. We'll beat the fuck out of you on Thanksgiving. Cool.
Probably. Let's get real.
The Lions notoriously lose on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
But, all right, here's one. Let's throw a little negative for the bit that I did watch and the numbers, Mason. Are we worried about the defensive backfield?
Yes.
Especially with Branch out.
A little bit concerned without Branch, definitely. Branch is a big piece. Obviously, the safeties are, I mean, Kirby Joseph is one of the best safeties in the league. The guy's a fucking ball hawk. He ends games. That's his profession, is ending games. Carlton Davis played really well yesterday. He had a tall task. DK is...
Yeah, a couple DK, of penalties, but is what it is.
When DK's in Ford Field, when DK and Geno Smith are in Ford Field, they're like, give them both gold jackets. They're the best players in the league all of a sudden. And I know DK's sick all the time, but he is especially, like, he can go absent sometimes. We've seen it a million times. Sure. So. But he always balls out. And for Carlton Davis, Carlton Davis fucked up a couple times for sure, but made some plays too on DK. There were just like in the Texans Titan or the Titans Fins game, it felt like there was just a fucking penalty on every single play, and it was like, come on, fellas, let's get a little bit of rhythm going in this game. You don't have to call everything. Pick away. Either call everything or don't call everything. And they found the gray area last night where they just weren't doing that. But Terrion Arnold, guy needs to realize that this isn't college anymore. You can't grab a jersey. You can't do it. They're going to call it every single time, especially out of a break. He did that far too many times last night. Cooper Kupp, after week one, said that he was a dog. I trust Cooper Kupp. I think Terrion Arnold is a dog. He's always on somebody's hip. The guy's just handsy. I mean, you can't trust this guy taking your daughter anywhere. The guy's a fucking problem when he's guarding a receiver. So if he can clean that up, if Carlton Davis and these vets can help him clean that up a little bit, I think the DBs will be fine. It's much better than last year. Geno going for 400 on the Lions is not a new script. That's just
okay.
I forget what the movies are called. It's Final Destination 4. Like, it's just, it's the same shit. Geno's gonna go for 400 on us.
It's Groundhog Day.
It's Groundhog Day. Exactly. Yeah. So that is what it is. But yes, definitely a concern moving forward. That was the concern going into this year. Still the concern. D-line looks great. Linebackers look great. Front seven's good. It's just that back end, man. Clean up that back end.
No reason why I asked that. And I wasn't trying to, like, be an asshole, because it's like, they're good. I mean, the Lions are good. Obviously, the one weak spot I have to ask about. I noticed that, because when I did watch a little bit of the game towards the end, once the Fins game was done, it was like, you noticed that because Geno was able to throw all over them right now, Kenneth Walker rushed for 80 yards and 3 touchdowns. It's like, it kind of unfortunately put the rest of the front in a little bit of a pickle at times, especially in the red zone. And it's like, damn, you know what I mean? Like, that's a pass rush and a run defense that's actually pretty good, and they kind of can't get home or get after things as much because, you know, the play calling is just free reign. You know what I mean?
They gotta worry. We gotta have our whole defense trust each other and
of course.
Yeah. So it was kinda tough. But next 5 weeks are gonna be tough for the Lions. I mean, after this bye week, it's 4 of 5 on the road, and they're not easy. It's at Cowboys, at Vikings, and then you come home to play the Titans, which will be a nice little break. But then it's at Packers and at Texans. So 4 out of 5 of these games are potential playoff teams on the road. So you want to show who you really are, go to Minnesota on October 20th and beat the Vikings in a 1 o'clock game.
Yeah.
It's that fucking simple. Take the division, stranglehold and keep it, because you got the pack in 2 weeks. So it's not getting any easier for the Lie guys, but that was a great way to go into the bye week. Ton of confidence. Yeah.
Definitely an important week against a good team. You know, you dropped one to Tampa and you're like, God damn it. And it's like, you do it, you lose one to Seattle, you're like, well, maybe they're not as good. And then it's like, no, like, they are good. And it's, you didn't, you know, you're seeing it. Like you said, it's like the team's coming back. You're seeing
that was the theme.
Circle back.
That was the theme. It was, show us who you really are. Are you, do you stink? Are you going to drop this one at home on Monday night? Or are you going to, you know, step up and be the Lions that we thought you were? And they did. So, good stuff. I think that's all we got. Episode 130, but we'll have some trivia, some Jeopardy coming back next week. We recorded a couple weeks ago and did a little bit of Jeopardy, we had some Wi-Fi issues, so we couldn't end that episode, but it's okay, because we had a chance to get some good questions in, and I think that Jack's really going to have this next Jeopardy dialed in. Sounds like stadiums is going to be one of the categories too, which I'm really excited about. Michael,
stadiums will be a category.
Yeah, I'm going to have to do some research, because I'm bad with stadiums, but that's okay.
Jack's gonna be like, section 142C. There.
What color are the seats at Lambeau Field?
There is a Pepsi stand out there. Who is the gentleman that runs the Pepsi stand outside of 142C?
Yeah.
You're looking for David there. That's David.
Think of, you know, names, capacity, shit like that, you know.
I like it.
Yeah, I don't hate it at all.
Yeah, I like names. I like maybe capacity over under kind of thing.
Right.
Because I think there's some surprising ones in the league. So we'll have that for you next week. Episode 130 is a wrap. 30, Chris Osgood. That's what I got.
I didn't even think of that. I don't know. Jamal Williams was 30, wasn't he? No, that's not accurate. Amon Green, he was 30.
Amon Green, just
that's
Packers.
A fucking name drop, dude.
That is a name drop.
I don't got anything else for 30.
I got nothing else either. I'm almost 30. You're almost 40. All right. Episode 130 is a wrap. We will see you guys next week. Peace.
All right. Later, boys.